Zach and I are now back from Turning Point USA's America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona. And we each had our wish list of people we wanted to interview and people we wanted to talk to. And there was one person walking around doing interviews where, even though it was Saturday, and I knew I couldn't do the interview because I keep Sabbath and I can't use technology, et cetera, on Saturday, I knew Zach really wanted this interview. So when I see Danica Patrick go walking by and doing the interview circuit, I said, oh my God, I got to go get Zach right away. I think I came running into the room.
Well, there's
to
more
get
setup
you.
Beyond that. We only got this interview because you know a guy who knows a guy.
That's basically what happened. So let me backtrack then. Let's do that. So what happens is, I found out that she was doing an interview with our friend Joe Bob from Turning Point USA. And he said, yeah, she's going to be here in a little bit. But it was the producer of Joe Bob who told me, yeah, the producer of Joe Bob was walking by. And I said, where are you going in such
a
hurry?
We can name drop. Huh? We can name drop Glenn.
It was Glenn. Glenn said, hey, I got to run because I got to go I got to go be ready for Danica Patrick. And I said, wait, she's coming to your booth? And he goes, yeah. And I said, my producer is a huge fan because he's a race car driver. So we want to bring him over. So is it cool if we kind of piggyback on you? And he said, absolutely, because we have a really good relationship. Normally, a lot of the people in the biz are kind of possessive of my interview. I don't want them saying the same thing. So I go tearing off to the other side of the convention area.
Like worked up a sweat. Zach, grab your microphone. Let's go. You're going to go talk to Danica Patrick. Come on.
I think the last time I did that was when I saw Andrew Colvett, Charlie Kirk's producer, wandering the floor. And I'm like, all right, we got to get the microphone. Got to find Zach. Got to do all this.
But that was a game of telephone because I show up and your daughter's like, you're going to talk to Erica Kirk right now.
Yeah, that was a broken telephone game that didn't really work out so well. Anywho, so we find young Zach. We then have to go over to Joe Bob's booth, which is on the other side of the convention hall. Not that big of a walk. I'm making it sound like a bigger walk than it was. What's funny, there's a lineup of people waiting to go meet Brandon Tatum, right?
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Officer Tatum. Yeah, Brandon Tatum.
Exactly. There were some interesting people in that line as well while we are.
Some fallen celebrities, I'll leave it at
we'll
that.
Just put it that way. Some fallen celebrities, exactly. But young Zach did get the opportunity to talk to Danica Patrick.
Yeah, so it was very cool. It was very exciting. I don't usually get starstruck because I've interviewed enough politicians and stuff like, Dr. Ben Carson, what an honor. It's fine. But I was pretty excited to get to, I don't know, I don't like talking to, I'd like it, but it makes me nervous talking to people that I can't fake my way through the interview
at
all.
Yeah.
You know, and I can hold my own in political conversations, but race car conversations are a little more difficult. So I was pretty nervous, but I got to interview Danica Patrick. But we did talk shop later, but I'll start with, like, I did my job. You know, I did talk to her about the issues at hand concerning, you know, Washington state voters. So I talked to her a little bit about the initiative that seems like it's probably going to make it onto the ballot here for or is that an announcement?
So here's the thing.
Well,
it looks like right now, let's do this right now just because people are going to be asking. There's three initiatives out there. There's the two Let's Go Washington initiatives, and then there's the GOP initiative for voter ID. The two for Let's Go Washington, one to keep boys out of girls' sports, the other one for parental rights. Those two are on track right now. The one that's running behind is the one for voter ID.
Okay, thanks for the update and clarification.
Yes. So this will probably be a conversation for a different time, but Big Mike thinks too many initiatives, brand confusion.
I would, we'll expand on that later, I'd say.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Well, two of these are going to make it and one probably isn't.
Yes, exactly.
But so I got to talk to her about biological men competing in women's sports, given her unique situation as a, as I say in the interview, a presumed biological woman competing in a male sport. So we can listen to that before we talk about the fun stuff.
All right, I'm here at Turning Point USA's America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona, with a very special guest, NASCAR, IndyCar legend Danica Patrick. In Washington State, we're right now working to get an initiative on the ballot for voters about protecting the sanctity of biological women's sports. And so that's for high school sports. It's looking like it's going to make the ballot, and Washington voters will have the opportunity to vote that into law. I wanted to get your thoughts on this, given that you're kind of the exemption to what we always hear about being being the issue of biological men competing in women's sports. You're, I presume, a biological woman who got to compete in a male-dominated field. What are your thoughts on this issue and what Washington voters can do to push this through into law?
Sure. Well, thank you. And yeah, I think this is always an interesting perspective because I was a girl in a guy sport. But I am absolutely 100% on board with the fact that men's sports should be men, women should be women. There shouldn't be that crossover. There's no claiming that you're a woman when you're a man. That's the biology wins. And so I didn't try and compete in racing as a guy. I was a girl, and that's what it was. That's what was happening. So no, and especially when you're talking about men participating in women's sports, that has to do with strength and size and endurance. That's something that is not comparable because hormones are completely different. Men have 10 times the amount of testosterone as women, which is what helps you produce muscle mass and be a different specimen than a woman. So it's totally unfair, and I feel for all the women in the sports that have been affected over the last, I don't know how many years it's really been a problem. What, probably 3-5 years, you know?
In Washington State, probably 5. I think we have cases about 5 years dating back.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that will forever take away from those years that they spent competing as a woman in sports when it was taken from them. Thank God we're getting back to some rational thought here, and I guess we have to add more language. Right now it's biological, man.
Which the fact that this is even an issue or a quote issue is insane that we're having this discussion right now.
I think it will be over soon. I've always thought that this is one of those issues that seems ludicrous and that will be absolutely rectified once we get the right people in power with the right power to make the changes from a legislative standpoint.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah, she agreed. I was nervous how that was going to go. That's not usually an issue she talks all that much about.
What's funny is I was nowhere near when this was happening. We're at the same booth. I'm standing outside, and the conversation was so close.
Towering over Danica Patrick.
Oh, I'm getting there. She is so tiny. She is a very, very small person, and you are pretty tall, at least for me, because us Jews aren't very, very
tall. I'll post the picture on KVI.
It's funny. It's a pretty funny picture.
Yeah, but Zach is the tallest of us here in the office, so it is one of those things. When you see those size comparisons, it's always like, is she really short or is he really tall? In this case, the answer is yes.
Yes, exactly. So I couldn't hear any of this. But the funniest thing for me was seeing your reaction to her questions, especially with what happened after that.
Yeah, so after we talked, you know, politics, and after I did my job, no one stopped me, so I started fangirl. And so in my very first race, I haven't talked about this on air much, but I was in a pretty bad wreck. I'm fine. My car was fine. The other driver sustained some injuries. He's made a recovery, but I showed her the video and I got her to wait. She does a lot of Formula One and IndyCar and NASCAR commentating also. So she got to weigh in and kind of review the wreck and cleared me of fault, which was fun or vindicating. And then I was looking for some advice, you know, I've gotten back behind the wheel once, but I get freaked out anytime someone passes me. So I asked her about that. And she just, I mean, with the quickness, as you would say, Mike says, well, I don't think this is for you. I was hoping for some sort of inspirational, just get back out there, keep doing it. You know, you'll get there. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Tussle, chase your dreams. Don't let go of your dreams.
Yes.
But yeah, instead it's
the
like.
The smallest woman in the world looks up to me and goes, yeah, maybe not for you. And then I said, well, what about, you know, I was thinking maybe I'd just start driving something with fenders because the cars I was driving were open wheel, which are a little more dangerous. And she goes, yeah, sure, you could try that.
So what's funny is watching all this, your face, you didn't have like this ashen look on it.
Yeah.
You were finding all this entertaining as it was happening because I'm watching your reaction. You're kind of laughing. I don't know if it was awkward laughter because I'm on the other side, but it was.
I was stunned because I assumed, you know, every athlete gives the same stump speech. Oh, just keep working at it. You'll get there one day. Anyone can make it to the big leagues and just shut down so fast.
It was funny because you come out of the booth where you were doing this little interview. I'm standing to the side talking to the producers and Joe Bob and everybody. And you come out, you're like, you're not going to believe what just happened.
Yeah, so that's my new claim to fame. Danica Patrick told me to quit.
That should be your Twitter thing. Right there, your Twitter bio.
I just think that she just happens to be a listener of the show. She's a fan of the Morning Ride, of the Ari Hoffman Show, and everything we do on Talk Radio 570 KVI. So she's just like, you're like, Dan Kilpatrick.
Aaron Rodgers turned her on to it.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, no, boo.
We were doing so well.
What's wrong?
I was just going to say, she's like, you know what, Zach? I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to invoke the spirit of Dr. Evil. And it's like, should I get back behind the wheel of the car? And Dan Kilpatrick all like,
how about new?
That was basically it.
Now I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Now, Zach, also one last thing is that I had my list of people I got. I got some. I didn't get others just because of the chaos and craziness of a massive convention. That was the one you wanted.
That was it.
There were some other ones you're like, oh, it'd be really funny if we had this guy on the show, like Madison Cawthorn goes wheeling by. Hey, let's grab him. Or, you know, Roger Stone's walking around looking like the Penguin, all dapper, like, hey, let's get him. For you, this is the one you wanted. You have now accomplished everything you wanted at Turning Point.
I had one goal, and I'm batting 1,000 on the interviews I was looking to get.
Well, thank you, Zach. You are a good traveling companion. Thank you so much for all the help.
Thanks for setting up my Turning Point dream interview.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. I was so excited to tell you she was out there. I knew how much this meant to you. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.